Welcome everybody, share number 1249. We're learning today Lila Nishmas. Moshe Dave Ben Rabban Zis Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafur Shalema Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Shtakav Rafur Shalema Psoch Shachal Yisrael. Getting back to Amalach of Choyresh plowing. Okay, we're trying to go through some various interesting cases that the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai, beautiful Sefer, many Sfarim he wrote on Hilchas Shabbos, and he brings Piskei Halachas in the back of each siman, and our siman, Shin Lamed Zayin, so we're trying to go through some of the various different Hechatimsis practical applications that he brings down in conjunction with the Malacha of Choyresh plowing. So we were talking about, in reference to the Sukkah, the floor, we said you're allowed to, if it's a hard floor, you're allowed to sweep up if you have to. If it's a dirt floor, you're not allowed to. But the telegoy, as long as it's a regular, decent floor, whereby it doesn't have major holes or bumps or whatever, the telegoy to sweep up, that will be fine. So it depends if it's hard or not. But he says a very interesting thing. He says that's only over there by when a sukkah is in the courtyard, or a sukkah is in the backyard, wherever the sukkah is. So in a sukkah, so he says, in a sukkah, most sukkahs, he says, have a covered floor. So that's why it's fine. But he says you have to be careful that in a backyard, where let's say a person lives in an area, the backyards are all dirt, that's all. But for sukkahs, I put down boards, I make a hard floor, whatever, for the sukkah. Fine. So now, let's say after sukkahs, I took away the sukkah and the boards happen to still be over there on the floor. So he says over there, then you have to be careful. Then you're not allowed to sweep up even on the boards, because now there's no more sukkah. Let's say sukkahs is over, whatever the case is. A person just wants to sweep up on the hard surface. So he says that's a problem. He says, Avo miyad achar sukkahs. He says this on page Shin Yud Tes Ois Yud. Avo miyad achar sukkahs. Right after sukkahs, choyzer amakam lisura. The backyard, or again, we're talking about a dirt area, whether it's a backyard, a front yard, whatever the case is, in a place and time where you could carry, obviously, for sukkahs or whatever, or even possibly Yom Tov, where you could carry anyways. But be it as it may, we're talking about the plowing part, the chayrish part, the sweeping part, which the same halachas apply for Shabbos and Yom Tov, like we said. Avam miyad achar sukkahs, after sukkahs, let's say now it's Shabbos, right? Chayzer makam lisura. Now on Shabbos, it's going to go back to the iser, whereby you're not allowed to sweep even on the hard floor. Why? V'asa l'cha b'sham. He says, afal gav sheyesham ritzpa, even though you still have the planks on the floor. I'm just going to sweep up the planks. I'm not sweeping. It's now Shabbos, right? It's I could carry over there. So I just want to sweep up some of the crumbs that were left over on the planks. It's now Shabbos, and I'm not going to sweep the dirt floor. So he says those planks now become usur, even because of the fact that you took away the sukkah, right, during the week, whatever, sukkah was finished. So now it's Shabbos. If all the backyards, let's say, for example, are dirt backyards, right, now your backyard is also dirt. You just happen to have some planks over there, so you can't go sweeping on the planks, because we said, in general, the halacha is, there were three sheets brought down in the Ramah, but in general, the halacha is, if you live in a place and time, in other words, not just live, but that thing, that the area, the floor that you're sweeping, even though it's hard, but the other floors around you in general are all dirt floors, so then it's a gezeira, otu, you might come to sweep a dirt pot, right? And especially over there, usually it's just planks, is in a small area, but all around is dirt. So he says, once you take away the sukkah, so that area would not be allowed to be swept, even though it's Shabbos, and the planks are still there. Yeah, very interesting way he brings it down. Because again, we want to keep in mind the whole heter of sweeping in the house or in the sukkah, whatever the case is, because everybody around you, in general, you live in a city whereby it's all hard. But if you're sweeping in an area whereby everybody's floor in general are dirt floors, so then even though your floor is hard, so that's already becomes problematic. That's a gezeira atu, you might come to sweep the dirt. And then he just sends off, like we said last time, that af karka she'ena meritzef is klal, even though the ground is not, you took away during the week the planks and everything, there's just some extra dirt over there, there's some crumbs were left over. So she'asri l'chadik, ein Israel alidei Yisrael, a Jew can't do it, but aval alidei nachri, through a goy, loy asri klal, there was no problem, because it's a psikresh. I mean, like, again, we're talking about a case in time where there's no major holes, no major bumps in the ground, it's a pretty much flat ground, it's just dirt, there's nothing over there to fix or fill up holes or whatever, it's just dirt. So by a Jewish person, they can't sweep whereby it's dirt, but by a guy, you tell him, do me a favor, sweep up the crumbs or whatever, and that will be fine, even though it's a psikreishah. He might come to possibly once in a while fill up a hole or whatever the case is, or knock down a ashvei gumas, knock down a mound or whatever. So that's fine. It's a psikreishah by a guy, we said, it's fine. Again, we just want to keep in mind that one has to use a soft broom and not a hard broom. That's all. Okay, so now just to start to talk a little bit about a carpet. What about a carpet? Good. So we know the good, but we're talking about, again, sweeping. So fine. So the sweeping, we know, just to chazir over, right? Inside of a house in general, you have hard floors, no problem. Outside, we said it depends. For example, like on sukkahs, when floors are usually covered. So over there, if it's a hard floor, we said fine, but not to sweep on a dirt floor. Now, let's say somebody, and we said a mat, a rubber mat, not made out of regular material, rubber, synthetic, or something like that. But now, if you have a regular carpet with regular material carpet, the problem that comes up, we'll try and get a little bit more into next year and get into, you know, how to work it. The problem that comes up is that there's dust. The dust in general. We said in general, dusting, right? I got some dust in my suit. I got some dust in my hat. One has to be careful not to take it off, not to knock it out. There's maybe a little drop the top layer, but we're not going to get into all those halachas right now. But in general, to knock out the, right, I have dust on my jacket, I'll bang it out. I can't take out the dust from inside my jacket. I have dust on my hat. I'll you know, with my finger, I'll start snapping and getting the dust. You can't do that on Shabbos. What's happening? There's dust inside the material, and the dust comes out. That's part of the malacha of malabein, laundering. So the same thing, again, all those halachas we went through in all of our shiurim on malabein, laundering, but now the same thing is pretty much runs parallel on a carpet. You have a carpet, and the carpet's dusty. So if I go, let's say during the week, you ever see people, a lot of times they'll take a big carpet, sometimes they'll, you know, during the, again, a Sunday, Monday, they'll put it out the window and they start banging the carpet and all the dust is, right? People want to shake out their carpet, they'll shake it out, they'll bang it out, and what's coming out of the carpet? From inside the carpet, you have dust, mamish dust. Usually you don't have pieces of dirt coming out. You're banging out the dust from inside the fibers. So doing that, taking out the dust from inside the fibers, banging it out, is a problem. It's a problem of malabing. So the same thing if somebody has a broom and they start brooming and sweeping up, you know, even with a soft broom, we'll talk about, and they start sweeping up the carpet, right? So now it comes out, you're taking out the dust from inside the fibers. So that is already a problem on Shabbos. Okay, so we're going to see, what about if somebody has crumbs? Good, so I'm not going to sweep up the dust from my carpet. But now we ate in the living room or whatever, and there's carpeting, and now there's crumbs on the carpet. Could I somehow lightly sweep up those crumbs? Is that a problem? So we'll talk about that next year. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.